Oh, sorry. That music was just super freaking dope. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Death Battle Cast. I'm Ben, voice of Wiz. I do the Death Battle thing. Joined by the other guy who does the Death Battle thing, it's Chad.
Yeah, let's try. Damn, I was a miss. It's too early that time. I've got it once. I'll never beat the one time I did it right. If you guys listen to audio-only version, you will never understand what's happening. Anyway, hey, I'm Chad.
I have not thought about that at all. We have been doing this bit for half a year or whatever, and we've never explained it audibly.
Come see when we try and perfectly catch our transitions. That's why you should tune in live or the VOD.
Yes, yeah. Is there a way we could come up with an inside joke that just like audio listeners would understand? How can we do that?
No.
Well... God damn it, I was about to say, well, let me pass it off to another inside joke. That's super mean. That's a terrible transition. So let me pass it off to somebody who's great and also works on the show. It's Sam.
That's so good. Somebody who's great and also works on the show. Yeah, I do also work on the show a little bit. And thanks for saying I'm great.
It's another inside joke, Sam Mitchell.
Yeah.
That's what I was about to say, and I was like, that's not right.
I'm here as a League of Legends enthusiast to help talk about my girl Poppy in this matchup. And I'm not really a League of Legends enthusiast. I'm only a little toxic, so I can't actually play Riot games very much in my old age. TFT is the only one I can get behind because nobody will call you a slur when you play it. So that helps. It makes it a better game.
Is that just how League works? You have to have.
But that's how Riot games work.
Yeah. Oh wow. Okay.
In Valorant. Yeah, Valorant. Join a Valorant lobby and like I guarantee you, Ben, go into ranked in. If nobody uses a slur in the first three games you play, I'll give you $50. Wow. If you have all chat open and nobody says anything, any slur, $50. Because within three games, I guarantee you. Guarantee you. And that's just Riot. That's just how they roll. They make great games and bad people love them. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Because they're competitive. That's really it.
League of Legends.
Yeah, and they're solid games.
Yeah. We also have another wonderful person with us here.
Yes.
That you might know from the research team. And also for being a Lucina Grovile combatant from a few weeks ago. And this is funny, and it's Jacob, by the way, and I'll get into why this is funny.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Yeah.
Jacob here.
If you can't tell, Pokemon fan.
Really big Pokemon fan, as you can see by the entire background. Not gonna lie, I was super afraid that it was gonna transition to me first after Ben said, speaking of like inside jokes, thank you for going to Sam first. It made me feel a lot better.
So last time you were here, it was you and Javi.
I think it was Kian.
That was Kian.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. Shit.
I thought it was Javier for some reason. Anyways. I'm going to be honest and upfront because Javier has provided me with additional details for Poppy because he's the chef in the kitchen cooking on this one. I'm just here to try and present it well.
You got some researcher firepower behind
you. Yeah, I had something, but it was because it was originally Liam was supposed to talk about Tankaton and... Every one of the researchers would really like to do anything they can to help beat Liam. So Javier jumped in. He was like, I'll help you ruin this scumbag. And I was like, all right, cool, sick. Let's go.
Thank you for the friendly fire, Javi.
Yeah, well, it was unintentional friendly fire. It was meant for Liam, not you. Just know that.
Of course. Yeah. Javi was nice enough to warn me about this.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. It's, you know, it's a Pokemon, it's a League character. I think we can stay civil.
Yes, so we are going to be doing a community death battle of Poppy from League of Legends and Tinkaton from Pokemon. Battle of... What are they hammer-wielding colorful goblin people, like goblin
girls with giant hammers that are like 20 times their size.
Sure. Yeah.
Goblin, I don't know. I think goblin might be a little.
Poppy's like a, like Yordles are just fuzzy goblins, right?
She's a Yordle. I feel like if you were in a world where you called a Yordle a goblin, that would be a riot style slur.
I don't know. Yeah, that's probably not good.
I don't know how they would feel. Like, they don't have goblins in that universe. Goblins so I think don't exist. Clear. But
Yordles
also,
are like the replacement, right? Like, or not replacement, but like stand-in, I guess.
Because most of the Yordles are like kind of fuzzy. They're kind of
like
more.
Yeah, they're huggable goblins.
Yeah. Yeah, they're more like hamster people than a goblin, right? Like,
yeah. Okay.
I don't think they have anything to do with hamsters or any rodent. By the way, but okay.
They're just that.
Most of them are fuzzy in some way.
Gremlins, that's what chat's saying.
But not Poppy.
Or gremlin than goblin. Okay.
Oh, gremlin is more on brand, I think.
Okay.
I'm glad we're getting the important stuff out of the way.
Hammer wielding gremlin girls. Yeah. Cool. Okay. Riot style, sir. I love it. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Yes, we will be talking about a matchup between Poppy and Tinkaton. And the way this works is Sam will be representing Poppy. I'm correct, right?
That's yes. Me.
And Jacob doing will it. Be repping Tinkaton. It'll be their job to convince all of us who should win in a fight. And the rest of us will get to vote on that. That's me, that's Chad, and that's all of you watching live right now. There will be a poll in the chat. And we get to decide who wins and who dies.
Who so, win? Ready for who that? Die?
Who will die?
Who will die? It's a big responsibility, guys.
Oh, before we get rolling, which I know we need to, but I want to shamelessly plug it while it's available. Hey, have you guys been wanting the Death Battle game that's been out of stock for what feels like an eternity because we have to get it made overseas? It's almost back. It's almost here. And we have it up for pre-order and for today and tomorrow if you're watching live. So sorry if you guys are watching the VOD, you'll miss this. But it is 30% off. And like it's not a, like as many pre-orders as we want and we'll make like no the next inventory has been made, it is on its way, it's almost here. Like, if you want the game, get your pre-order in now, you'll save money, and then it's gonna take us a while to get it back in stock again after this, so
they're very cool. Go buy it, and it's 30% off right now. How do you beat that? That's crazy.
And it's very fun.
If you do miss the 30% off deal, it should still theoretically be pre-orderable unless everybody just like went ham and pre-ordered it in the next couple like 48 hours.
Last time we did this, we were blown, like, because we were like, oh, we ordered a bunch.
That's and then true. It does sold go out really fast.
So fast.
So
I don't think it's gonna sell out in an hour, but I would not be surprised if it sold out while on pre-order.
Yeah.
So, if you do want one, seriously, grab it.
I imagine so.
That's what I keep trying to illustrate. If you want it, like, please go pre-order it now, because I'll like, yeah, this, I was like, is this like, oh, they can as many pre-orders? And they're like, no, they're made. They're from overseas. It takes months to get this thing made. So, like, if you want it, now's the time. Kindrex with a 20. Goodness.
There's also another one who.
Yeah. Mike's going to be so happy. Mike's going to be so happy.
We technically aren't supposed to do this anymore because the certain tournament ended already. But I guess because your name is this word, we can do it one more time, Mike. You can go ahead and get your button ready.
We got one gifted.
Thank you. Thank you for one gifted membership from Tournament of Champions. Oh, does he not have it
ready? Oh, did he remove it?
Oh, do you not have it ready, Mike?
There's no way.
The button is gone.
No!
Oh, yes! Yes! I win! I'm able to say it without getting interrupted. Oh my god.
Yeah, wow. He'll have it back so fast.
Tournament of Champions.
I can say Tournament of Champions however much I want now. Oh my god. On that note then, hey, thanks everybody who voted in the Tournament of Champions. Tournament of Champions was super fun. We had some amazing runs through the Tournament of Champions. I love saying these three words without any sort of repercussions anymore.
It is good.
Mike's gonna get me for that later.
Oh yeah.
He's gonna make up for lost time and just spam it.
Yeah. I hope you're nobody count how many times I said it, okay?
Tournament of Champions in the chat says, sorry guys, I tried.
Welcome to the Tournament of Champions!
He's quick.
That was so quick! How do you completely re-put it Okay. All right.
Oh my god.
Wow. XBL, all right. Thank you. All right.
So
let's.
Do we want to talk about these little? Probably.
Yes. And before I forget, of course, Go Giver Superman is out if you haven't seen it. But Galactus vs. Unicron is coming soon as our season finale. We will have a little peek later on in the show, so stay tuned for that. All right, let's get into this. Sam, how about we start with you and Poppy? 60 seconds on the clock.
Yeah, so League of Legends does have some interesting lore stuff and some implications, and Yordles are a species in League of Legends. There's also humans, there's also other stuff, right? Like, we see a lot of humans like Jinx and Vi and stuff like that, but Yordles himself, I think, can, most of them have a lot of reason because they all compete together and et cetera to somewhat scale to each other. And so, like, we're going to have to use a little bit of that, but, like, Poppy herself, super duper powerful, and also most likely as fast as most of the other Yordles, who can do a lot of things. One thing that we can concretely say is there's a bunch of cutscenes and not just gameplay, but, like, you know, little animated bits where they're dodging Jinx's rocket fire, which we ourselves have a really good calculation on how it is about 0.69% of the speed of light. So, you know, about 70% the speed of light, which is wicked, wicked fast. Not to mention, she swings a hammer that can just clean mountains off. Like, just clear a mountain. So, pretty strong.
I think that's the first time anyone's used the words clean mountains off.
Let me get the verbiage of it.
Like, gone.
Also, a lot of information right off the bat.
Okay, It had the power to level mountains and tear the earth itself asunder, is what the actual, like, quote is.
I can tear the earth asunder with a shovel.
Yeah, okay, but can you level mountains, Chad? With a shovel, I mean...
With a shovel?
With eventually, enough time. I guess.
Yeah, does it give a time frame in the description about to level mountains in, like, 37 days?
She does, like, easily break... She, like, fights this gigantic rock dragon at one point, who is, like, the size of a mountain. And yeah, just like smacks it with a hammer once and like, well, once and just breaks its tail off and then hits it again and kills it. But yeah.
All right.
Definitely. Okay. The thing also steps on her and like this thing is a humongous rock dragon and she's just like, ah, dang, and just fucking blows through its paw and just kills it. Like,
Poppy's a cartoon character. Got it.
Yeah. Right, well, not really. Like, I mean, she's weird. Her whole thing is kind of like how she is the hero of Demacia, but she doesn't have an ego because she gets the hammer from her master, who's this, like, you know, legend hero and all that shit, and then he dies and he's like, this hammer wasn't meant for me, it was meant for the true hero Demacia, and gives it to her, and then she's like, fuck, now I gotta find this guy, and like doesn't actually think it's herself, but it definitely is. So like, she, like, when she kills the rock monster, she gives it to this great hero. And then he gets absolutely blasted by this rock monster. And then she's like, fuck, I'm never going to find this guy. Picks the hammer back up, kills the rock monster, and just like, gotta find the next fucking hero.
I like that a lot.
That's really great.
Yeah. That's kind of part of it. So yeah, but there is a lot of reasons. Like, Kennen is another Yordle who they state a lot in the games, like, moves faster than lightning or as fast. And so there's a lot of things to say about their speed. And I think there's good reasoning to scale the Yordles to some extent.
Let's hear about Tinkaton.
Yeah, that sounds like there's a lot to talk about. So let's talk about Tinkaton, one of the newer Pokemon, right?
Yeah, newer Pokemon. All right, so Tinkaton is a Steel Fairy type Pokemon, busted type combination. The game's going to be busted here. She can resist a lot of different elements that Poppy could possibly throw at her. And she's got a lot of diverse moves that can help alter stats, like lower Poppy's offenses, lower her defenses. She's got, Tinkatons in general are Pokemon that kind of just steal stuff. They have stuff that could just steal equipment from others and use it for themselves. That's how they get their gigantic hammers. They literally steal the metal off other Pokemon to make those hammers. And there's a lot of feats that kind of back up Tinkaton being super strong besides wielding a 220-pound hammer, like, as easily as she does. A lot of fully evolved Pokemon that, because they all kind of live in the same world and are, like, wild together, they are constantly, like, in competing with each other in the wild. So I think it's safe to say that Tinkaton can scale to a lot of other Pokemon feats. This does include Pokemon as powerful as Tyranitar. They do live in the same environment. I checked. And Tyranitar can cause earthquakes. Wow, that was a very fast 60 seconds. But there is the same sort of like kind of feat comparison of, yeah, Tyranitar causes earthquakes, makes mountains
but
crumble.
Can Tyranitar level mountains with a shovel in 37 days?
No, but it can do it so commonly that lakes also get like filled in and they have to constantly keep making new maps in the Pokemon world. That's like,
oh my god,
that's what the Pokedex entry said.
That's
well, constantly okay. Changing like landscape terrain. That's, yeah, that's kind of intense. Okay,
it's some of those Pokedex entries also, they literally stole the metal off of other Pokemon to then make their hammers. There's always this weird dark shit.
Yeah, there's a specific Pokemon, Corviknight, that it's like it's known predator. So in Sword and Shield and Galar, they're like the taxi Pokemon, right? In Paldea, where Tinkaton is, they can't be the taxi Pokemon, because what Tinkaton does commonly just to get their metal is it'll see one, it'll be like, oh wow, look, a Corviknight in the air, finds a rock, smacks it with its hammer and knocks it out of the air and like seemingly probably kills it, and then just freaking like takes all the metal to get more stuff for its hammer to make it better.
Yeah, that's hilarious. The only animated bit of a Tinkaton is it chasing a Corviknight. I had to find the like the 16 seconds of an episode so I could take a frame out of it to make the thumbnail for this Death Battle cast, because if you just Google search like Tinkaton picture, it's just all deviant art with the same vibe of we're not going to use it in a thumbnail style art. So not just because of copyright claims, but because y'all Pokemon fans almost as bad as these Riot people. You're filthy in your own way, I tell you.
Jeez.
We're not arguing for Vaporeon here, okay?
I mean, we've got its own MOBA now too, so.
Yeah. It's pretty much the same thing.
I just think it's like, I'm trying to think if there's any sort of equivalent of that in real life, like a land, because I'm assuming Tinkaton does not fly, right?
It does not.
Yeah. Like that attacks birds by throwing things at them.
It like launches a rock with its hammer, like off the ground. There's like a little short
fucking hilarious
of it that Sam mentioned. It's like a little short, a YouTube short, mm-hmm. where it's like, it's quite literally a Tinkaton just strolling along, literally going like this. There's Ponyard that appear, they run away. Then a Corviknight appears, sees it, flies away, and there's conveniently a rock right in front of the Tinkaton, and it just launches. And then you just see the screen shake like it hit it.
I'm just imagining like a cat or something, like you're seeing like a raven or something flying through the sky, and then a rock just nails it, right. It falls, and then like a cat runs over, just rips off its feathers and then runs away. Right. That's the equivalent of what's happening, right?
It is. Tinkaton's the most goblin-y Pokemon they added in recent gens.
It's hilarious. I love it. Okay. So
it fights Tyranitar, said Tyranitar, as we know, are strong enough to like level mountains. So you're arguing comparable strength to Poppy here.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't get to mention it, but there are like a bunch of Pokemon moves that move at the speed of light. They're like made of light. Just to name drop a few of them, if you want to fact check me, Power Gem, Solar Beam, Dazzling Gleam.
But does Tinkaton naturally get any of this?
She doesn't, but I think she does get Dazzling Gleam from like TMs and stuff, but also fighting other Pokemon in the wild.
The trainer has to.
Yeah, but there's also a bunch of wild Pokemon who learn those naturally, a bunch of which are in the environment that Tinkaton can be found. And they're always constantly competing because despite what Pokemon seems to be, a lot of the like dex entries and other stuff kind of show it being a little more feral than you might expect.
It does look like she learns Flash Cannon.
Oh, that's another light move. Yes.
Yeah, it gathers its light energy and releases it all at once. It's a Kamehameha, basically, but it's a steel. It's a metal one.
Mm-hmm. That is one I did.
Do we know if light energy is, or in this case, that gets close to speed of light, or is it more like, you know, Star Wars light?
Star Wars, like, we do know,
I mean,
that
their lasers are not light speed, right? They're not light, they're propelled gas, so it's different.
That's a fair
propelled gas.
Yeah, Star Wars, that's one of their excuses for the like lasers not actually being light speed, is because they're propelled like hot gas, right?
They're propelled. That's silly.
I'm almost positive. Maybe? That's how Star Wars works, is lasers and Star Wars are propelled.
That's
hot
silly
gas.
True.
I don't feel like that's right, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
It's a light-based move.
if we're assuming that light attacks in Pokemon are light speed, this would probably fall into it.
Yeah. But
there is obviously an assumption there.
And we do know moves like Solar Beam gather like light from the sun to do it. So
yes.
That one's like the most blatant of it. There's another speed feat that kind of gets around subrelativistic speeds of the legendary Pokemon Zygarde. It's made up of all these little cells and stuff. And in the anime, I wish I could show something, but I'm having difficulty sending images. It has all its cells are around the planet, and they all fly around the planet to converge into the one Zygarde, like core, to go into like its big ultimate form. These cells are so weak, they cannot battle, they cannot think, they cannot do anything. So a Pokemon like Tingatung, who is pretty strong, should like obviously be more capable than those tiny little cell. Well, they're not like cell size cells, they're like just tiny little guys. But yeah, should be much little faster tadpoles than them. Yeah.
Okay, this is not related. Well, it kind of is. Tinkaton through TM can learn a move called Steel Beam. And I was curious, so I clicked on it. It says the user fires a beam of steel, like a laser of steel. How does that work?
Yeah, you were like, it's light, but it's also steel. And so I was like, steel light?
So flash cannon is like a light. It's like, I guess the idea is like reflecting off metal or whatever.
Yes.
Steel beam is literally a beam of steel, not like a steel beam, like a metal beam, like a laser of steel. What is that?
Yo, confirmed. Tankaton faster than steel.
Okay, so
that's awesome.
probably has some attacks that could hit Poppy, but I'm curious what else Poppy's bringing to the table here.
Yeah, I do just want to confirm the guns in Star Wars fire plasma bolts, which is plasma is just very hot gas. So
there you go, perfect. Accurate. Also, Jacob,
sure.
Jacob, if you want to drop all your images in Discord, I'll send them over to Mike via Slack so that
you can have them.
Yep.
So as far as Poppy, like I said, like it's they have competed with other Yordles and kept up with them, and so like what we've done is the like Ziggs dodging missiles, Ziggs dodges a lot of canonically dodges, I guess, in some of the League of Legends shorts. Missiles from Jinx, which, you know, we, like I said, we have that speed calc for. So, I mean, I don't really think I'm going to get better at that on the speed. And you can argue whether or not Tinkaton can beat Poppy at 70% the speed of light. But as far as strength and durability, I do think Poppy has the win on that one, just because, sure, Tinkaton might be able to survive in an environment with creatures that reshape the Earth, but Poppy herself can reshape it. Like she said, to have the full abilities of this hammer that can clear mountains off the continent. So I do think that she's going to take it. And also one thing I would say for Poppy definitely has the edge on experience, because despite looking like a little furry sundere gremlin, she's really, really old. So, and she's been fighting for a lot of that. Her earliest thing is between 13 and 3 BN, which is their like before event. And League of Legends right now is in like 987. So she's at least 1,000 years old. But we don't really know her birthday. We just know that she shows up in Runeterra, which is about 1,000 years ago.
It is difficult for like a Pokemon like Tinkaton, because they're kind of like a species, to kind of tell how much experience they have. I do think they are kind of like a gifted Pokemon, though. They are like, even when they're like their baby Pokemon, like quite literally a baby, they know how to do a bunch of like metalsmith stuff to get their hammers going. And as they evolve, they just get better and better and become better trained warriors. It's not going to be enough to match 1,000 years of experience, but I do think that like natural intelligence and edge will let her keep up in that aspect. And with the mountain stuff, we could say you're like the mountain clearing for Poppy could be more potent, but I don't think it's enough to where Tinkaton can't compete. And I think the speed also being around even in that regard is going to let Tinkaton get a lot of her different types of moves off that can help her, say, disarm Poppy by using moves like knockoff or even stealing stuff from her with her. She has an ability called pickpocket that can steal the items away when she like makes contact, or using the move covet, which does the same thing. So there's a lot of ways where Tinkaton can disarm Poppy, get her away from that hammer busting mountain busting equipment, and then go for the kill herself.
Okay,
sorry, I have a barking dog. one thing I do think that is also in this is like Poppy has armor that has obviously helped her survive being hit by a lot of other, you know, Demacian heroes and enemies that really no one should be able to survive. So I think counting out her armor would also be negligible as well, because that's something I think a ton. As much as might be strong, can be hurt by just about anything, but I would not say that about Poppy.
But so Sam, you're saying that she wears armor. Is this armor metal? Possibly made of metal?
How does the metal removing thing work for Tinkaton? Because can they just grab armor and like suck it up? Like,
I think my guess is they literally just tear it off.
Okay.
But
it's brutal. It's tearing it off of a steel Pokemon.
All of it, but clearly some of it's leather, clearly some of it's metal.
Poppy looking constantly for the hero of Demacia, what if, you know, she sees Tinkaton? It's like, god damn, it just hit that bird out of the sky with that rock. That was fucking incredible. Like, here.
Clearly really good with hammers.
Take my hammer.
Poppy also has a buckler too, which is because she can throw it, which does give her a lot of like range.
I'm curious though for Poppy's like attacking, like what is her, like she has the hammer, but does she have anything else? Is it just like blunt force mostly with the hammer?
Yeah, it's there's not a lot of like visual canon around Poppy. A lot of it is like written stuff, like his League of Legends lore is very weird, right? So we don't see anything extreme, like defeating this giant like rock dragon is one thing, but other than that there's just like a lot of things put in text that, you know, like,
and there's a
strong enough to flat like level a mountain, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and there's a hell of a lot of items, and so that it just depends on like what you build to do things.
So
right? Like
I do want to kind of get into the different Pokemon moves versus the different like techniques and items and whatnot in League that Poppy can use, but before we get to that, do want to talk about our sponsor real quick. Also, chat is demanding, Sam, that you find this dog that keeps barking and show them off. So if you can do that, go for it. But in the meantime, let me tell you about our sponsor for this week, HelloFresh. You know HelloFresh, they've sponsored it before. HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it is America's number one meal kit. And say hello to a stressless holiday season with the help of HelloFresh. You skip the grocery store and save time with easy, tasty recipes delivered right to your door. Did you know that HelloFresh does more than just dinners? From easy breakfast to start your morning off right to 10-minute lunches or satisfying snacks for both adults and kids they will love, HelloFresh has tasty choices for every mealtime occasion. The best part, again, no grocery trip required. I know I keep like emphasizing this, but it's kind of a huge deal. And as someone who is not a fan of cooking, HelloFresh makes kitchen prep way easier because it basically does all the prep for you. Like it gives you everything that you need, has all everything pre-portioned, tells you how to put it together. You just follow the directions, bam, you got an actual like good meal. It's amazing. So go to HelloFresh.com/castfree. Use code CASTFREE for a free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. Yes. Yes, I know. It's kind
of
cool.
They have some of the wildest deals when they sponsor us.
That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/CASTFREE with code CASTFREE. That's CASTFREE. CASTFREE. Yes, free breakfast for life. That is literally what the code life? Does.
Yeah,
and we got Doggo. who is definitely excited about the snacks, maybe. So, I don't know if they're actually dog.
We appreciate HelloFresh sponsoring our episodes, but like sometimes it comes in and we're like, hard. That's gotta be a typo, right? Like, can we confirm that was like, you know, 40 meals free or something like that or whatever, you know? And it's like
that, like earlier this year I had to double check how we threw an ad because I thought it was a typo and it wasn't.
Right. It says breakfast for life. What?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. Anyway, thanks again to HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit, for sponsoring this week. Definitely go check them out. And we got Doggo.
Just type a keyboard.
Adorable.
Okay, you can go now.
Thank you. Aw, okay. All right, so let's talk about and also we'll get to the Galactus Unicron sneak peek in just a little bit, so stay tuned for that. Let's talk about the different techniques and items and like maybe the some of the weirder abilities that they have. I know Tinkerton's got to have a few, right?
Yeah, she's got a bit. Real quick though, can we show image 1A? It's the Corviknight getting smacked out of the sky.
I would love to see this.
Yes, this GIF sends is like.
Oh, hey, so sorry. Good. So just, you know, GIFs we can't do, so that's the only one.
I can't do GIFs, dang it. Okay. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, YouTube rules. Yeah.
Unfortunate. Well,
y'all
can look it up. It's literally like on the Pokemon official channel.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. It's also the casualness.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like it took a moment to be like, focus up, like line up, you know, and right. It's literally just like, la la la, oh, a bird, whack, like, and then the bird's gone, like, just casually. It needed no focus to calculate that trajectory whatsoever. It was pretty madness. Awesome.
All right, but as for the abilities and such, let me just look through the moveset once more. So Tinkerton's got moves like Fake Out, which immediately allows it to attack first. Priority moves just kind of imply like enhanced speed during the attack. And what Fake Out does is that it always flinches, so this gives Tinkerton an opportunity to just get in Poppy's face, make her flinch, and then just keep wailing on her with her hammer. Other moves, I mentioned like Covet and the pickpocket ability, being able to steal items. You could even say like Fake Out, flinch her, and then disarm her immediately. Baby Doll Eyes is another priority move where you just kind of give a look and it lowers the attack. Skitter Smack is a move that lowers the special attack. Rock Smash and a few other things like Flash Cannon can lower the defenses. And there's a way for Tinkerton to ignore like passive effects because it has the Mold Breaker ability that just kind of ignores passive abilities, so its moves work. And it can cause confusion in with Sweet Kiss and Flatter. So a lot of interesting stuff for Tinkerton to deal with Poppy.
I saw a few people in the chat mentioning knockoff, which is pretty strong and also just knocks away an item that the enemy's holding, right? Would that matter?
I didn't mention knockoff because in this context, I would have figured stealing the item and using it for yourself would be better. But yeah, knockoff is another option to just disarm Poppy.
I would say knockoff, though, and thanks, Javi, for these notes, because you got me prepped on it. I went to his trap card. Knockoff can't remove another Tinkerton's hammer, so I don't think there's any good reason to say that it could remove Poppy's, right? Like,
But it can remove armor. We've seen it remove, say, an assault vest, which is kind of like an armored vest a Pokemon wears for defense. It can remove stuff like that and other.
Wait, one of the items of Pokemon is just called an assault vest?
Yeah. I never really thought about it, how it's just named that.
Oh, interesting.
But yeah, knockoff, like. There's a bunch of items that are also just weapons that you can knock off. Because technically, the hammer isn't an item in the traditional sense in Pokemon terms.
Right.
Held items, like,
are
things you equip to the Pokemon besides, like, what's naturally in their design. Yeah.
That is such a hard argument, though, right? Because it's, you're right. As a game mechanic, it's not classified, because that would be ridiculous if it, like, lost its hammer. It's just a part of the Pokemon.
Well, it's also... Tinkatink, the initial form, is born with a tiny hammer that then grows with the evolutions. So is the hammer
a part?
A part?
how it's explained is
it can be it's not like literally connected, because in the animations we've seen she like throws it up and like does a flip and catches it in the air and shit.
Yeah, but so is it like not a sentient piece of her?
Not how
it's a flesh hammer.
Yeah, right.
It's not a flesh hammer. No, well, I mean, technically it is. Remember, it steals the metal off of steel Titans.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess it's a flesh hammer in a way. But yeah, they've mentioned like in Tinka Tinks like Pokedex, it usually loses its like hammer, but then it always just makes another one.
Right.
Okay.
And then by knocking down Corviknights. Yeah.
And then it always like I think the thought process is that as it evolves, it's like after it makes like its hammer better. Mm. I assume that's like the thought process for it, because when it evolves,
so the hammer isn't evolving technically with it. It's they're building it up. They're making it
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, then I would definitely argue that it could then like lose its hammer for sure. Like if, for example, like game mechanics removed, like if knockoff, for example, was used on one outside of game mechanics, like I imagine it would be able to lose its hammer.
I do think interesting thing that to bring up for that sort of argument is Marowak has, you know, the little bone it has. There is an item called the Thick Club, which is basically a representation of its bone. And it, like, increases its power and stuff. You can knock off that.
Okay.
But that's just like a bigger, better version of its club. It's not
that
its
is true.
Club. Yeah.
Theoretically, that means it has two bones.
Yeah, theoretically,
one that's bigger than the other.
Yeah, I feel like this like mechanically translates to like in League of Legends, your characters can have items like death blades and shit like that. Like,
yeah.
So well, yeah, you want to go into some of that
kind of items? Yeah. What kind of items would matter here that Poppy could have?
I mean, there's a lot of items in League, and I don't think you could give many of them minus like basic potions, because I believe Poppy seemed to have potions in like some of the comic book stuff that they've done, or like webcomic things. I don't know if you would give, like, because in the game you're building like death blades and other items that give like increased attack power greatly and all this kind of stuff, or like, you know, armor that makes it so you can't be crit, like mechanical game things, right? So
yeah,
there's it's a little weird.
I mean,
to
that
talk
could
about
still
those.
Matter against Pokemon, because Pokemon has moves that would affect those kinds of things,
right?
Like, yeah,
increase crits, increase rate.
I mean, in like a match of League, I believe you're allowed to hold up to 6 items, and so like if you pick the 6 best items, there'd be reduce incoming physical damage by like 90%, and you would
remind me. Does the game give you
it does like have
suggested loadouts?
Yes, these days it does.
Okay.
It does have suggested loadouts.
I
for
think
each
that's
character.
What we did. I can't remember specifically, but I think that's what we did with Jinx.
Yeah,
we brought Jinx into Death Battle. Is looked at those as like the priorities, because we looked at all the different items, but we prioritized those. It's like it makes sense that she's probably got those on hand because that's what the game suggests she has. So we could do something similar with Poppy. I don't really know.
Yeah, that helps. But it also is like you change your builds based on like what you want to counter, right? So it's like you're like, oh,
I mean, it's the same thing with like Pokemon, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
I guess it's kind of hard because it's like if we're putting these two together and they don't know that they're fighting each other and don't know anything.
Javier does like have
Poppy
some,
know
yeah
the specific counter.
Some notes that give Poppy some like defined kits, right? And so the big items that are always seen are Divine Sunder, which like allows you to get health for like. You it's like vampire mechanic, right? Dead Man's Plates, which you can build up move speed while you're moving and things like that. So like I think these are the ones you would take, right? But honestly, I don't necessarily think the items are as important as what Poppy already has.
Okay.
And I will say there is like one of them would be Thornmail, which does like it would negate any serious healing that Pinkerton could do from like draining kiss and stuff. But yeah, minus that, I still really don't think it would matter.
Also
like,
flash, right? Probably just teleport, right?
Yeah. Instant transmission. If you want to see that, because
right.
in League, each character, you also get like 2 moves you pick along with the character's kit. And a big one is flash that just lets you get an instant flash forward, right?
It's a blink.
Okay.
Yeah, like, boom, you're there.
So theoretically, there might be this, we would need much more time to dive into this, but theoretically a lot of the items might counter the specific like stat adjustment things that Tinkaton has. So it might end up just coming down to who's got the bigger hammer.
Yeah, who's more powerful, who's faster. Yeah. I think speed-wise they're probably even... There are some things I did want to mention for Tinkaton Zen, though, when it comes to power. For this big one is... let me find it. Image 1B, please. This is one of Tinkaton's cards where it is... It's pretty hard to see, but it is creating a hole through the clouds up there by swinging its hammer down.
What?
It's kind of hard to see.
God, it took me forever to figure out the orient. Okay, it's sideways. I see it now.
Sort of. At an angle.
I thought a Terra was holding its hammer for a long time. Yeah, right. that's strong by itself, but if we did want to continue scaling with other powerful Pokemon, especially ones that would seemingly be less powerful just by looking and seeing it than the Tyranitar stuff I mentioned, there is the whole debate over Pokedex entries being real, so if that even counts. Some of them have been shown to be real, and there's been explanations in the past for some of the wackier ones. So I think they're legit, but one of the big ones that's definitely undeniable is Mike, if you show image 4A. Sorry for the cropping. This is the only one I could have found. Gardevoir is able to create black holes. Mm-hmm. So this is a black hole that is sucking Professor Oak into it. This has always been one that people have disregarded, but this is a blatant showing of how it's made. It's also been shown to make a black hole-esque thing in Pokken. These have been counted at, say, like planet level, and at worst be like multi-continental, which would be high above destroying mountains.
Did Oak survive getting sucked into a black hole?
At the end of this, the black hole closes and he's just gone. But I guess he survived.
Okay. Professor Oak versus Goku next
planet level.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
That seems a little okay. Well, all right. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. everybody in chat's just like, yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine. Pokemon is a lot more absurd than people give it credit for.
Okay.
That's some interesting stuff.
All right. Yes, definitely. We do have one other sponsor we need to talk about, right? Who's got that one? I think that's Sam.
That's me.
Yeah. And then we'll show the sneak peek after that.
Speaking of dragons, fighting dragons.
Speaking of dragons. Good.
Were we talking about dragons?
Earlier. Well, we're talking about Stinky Dragon.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that's our sponsor for today. Yeah. Do you like tabletop D&D shows? Well, we got one for you. Our friends they're in the building with us when we're in our building. Make a show called Stinky Dragon. It's really fun. It's a Dungeons & Dragons podcast called Tales from the Stinky Dragon. And it's going into a whole new, why am I thinking the word, campaign? That's the word. So you can, now's like the best time ever to pick up on it. So you can follow the adventures of Bart, a bard, Gum Gum, a wizard, the archer, Kyborg, and the druid Mud, who is not a prince in disguise, as they try to become heroes of their own and save the captured superhero group, the Infinites. Yes.
Okay, Infinites. Good.
Thanks for the pronunciation.
Infinites?
Infinites.
Yeah, there's a pronunciation in here. I can copy paste it. Infinites, I think is.
I don't think that.
Yo, it's Infinites, I promise. Don't hit me with like 6 or 7 umlauts if you don't want me to say it. Look, I put it in the chat. That's the pronunciation. Everyone give it a go.
All right, let's see. Oh.
What?
I ain't gonna try.
Yeah, that would be in fate.
I'm again for that one. So
why did they write it that way?
it's a D&D show. If you can't have fun with words, what are you doing? It's in fate nights.
Yeah, Infinites is actually their first campaign.
D&D without having accents over letters.
This is also Stinky Dragon Adventures because they have a cool ass puppet show, and you can watch the episodes of Stinky Dragon Adventures right now for free at stinkydragonpod.com. No dice or D&D experience necessary. And they're really fun, like puppets or something that, I don't know, is just so sick. And it's really cool to see a small team come together and make something as interesting as that show that they did. So go watch Stinky Dragon Adventures as well.
Go watch. It's
whole,
great.
It's a whole good time to jump on the Stinky Dragon chain. They're awesome. Go watch it.
They put so much effort into the puppet show and everything they do. And also, Ben Ernst helps run the show, plan the campaign and stuff. And he's instrumental into making Extra Life happen. They put a lot of work into it over there. You'll really enjoy it if you go check it out. If you leave any, like, you just like fun stories, you know, or you're ever even mildly interested in D&D, you'll have a good time. I've had people literally reach out to me that I know elsewhere. And I'm like, hey, you work for like Rooster Teeth, right? Because I watched the Stinky Dragon show. And I was like, oh, cool. Yeah. Anyway, so go check it out.
All right. Okay. So now I know everybody in chat's been wondering if we're going to show this, because I guess we didn't show a sneak peek for our last year's finale. I don't remember, but we do have one for Galactus versus Unicron, the season finale for season 10. All right. Nah, I'm going to let you guys wait. No, I'm just kidding.
No!
Let's go ahead and show it. Let's
Rude.
Show it.
Rude.
Here it comes.
Really know how to make a trailer, Ben.
Yeah, dude. I have said
you got a
this
good trailer game
for ages. I'm like, oh, do we need something? We need a hype trailer, Ben. Anything. So good.
That looks so beautiful.
The trailer is just me cutting it together. The actual hype factor of it is the incredible animation and effects that our team has been putting into this. It looks so pretty.
It does look pretty, and I think y'all will probably have a lot of questions about it, which is why you should join us for the post show next Monday, the 18th. We're starting to do this thing where you have post shows right after the episode premieres, so here at 1 p.m. CT Central Time, we're going to have a little post show Q&A, and you guys can show up, members can show up, join our membership program, just ask questions about the fight, the animation, the anything. We're going to have a bunch of people there, like Billy from our VFX team and, you know, Ben, Chad, obviously. And we'll just be able to answer your questions about the fight, talk about it, and, yeah, join us.
And this one probably talking a little bit about just the whole season, because it's our season finale.
Yep.
Yeah, we also have a fireside chat coming up. I believe it's literally tomorrow.
At least tomorrow, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Should be yes, I think you're right.
It's either tomorrow or
tomorrow.
Next week. I can't remember.
Tomorrow at 5 cool. p.m. for members.
Sure. Yes.
So not tomorrow if you're watching this later, though.
Free show of sorts, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Members we will see in the fireside chat tomorrow or Wednesday. And then in the post show, the live Q&A for Galactus vs. Unicron, Monday after it airs at noon Central Time. I'm very excited to see how everybody... what everybody thinks about this episode.
Me too, man. Like, very much so, because like I told you, I was watching all those reaction videos, right? Because I'm just like, sometimes really like Goku vs. Superman was insane, and I love seeing people get excited about what our team put together. And the reveals, it was so funny, because it was literally like people were either like, oh, that's Galactus versus, like, yeah, like, right, you know, for like a moment, and it's like,
really?
Yeah, dude.
Wasn't Unicron the latest trans, maybe nobody,
but still,
watched the
like people like Unicron,
movie. I don't know,
you what, and then Unicron was like, and yeah. So like there's a good handful of those, right? But then anybody who like knew the matchup lost their flipping mind, right? So it's like, all right, this is gonna be really interesting to see. So like, we're gonna educate some people on Unicron, that's for sure.
Oh, well, yeah. And I mean, honestly, if you are familiar with Unicron just a little bit, maybe you watched the 80s movie or something like that, or a little bit familiar with the character, I think you're going to learn a lot regardless. There is a lot to Unicron and Galactus, frankly, that just is not in the like general public knowledge that like MCU and that kind of stuff presents. The characters are very next level. They're not necessarily people, they are concepts. It's that kind of thing. So get ready for a very heady episode in a lot of ways. There's a reason why the trailer has like Cthulhu music going on. It gets really wild. Anyway, I saw a few people asking like who are the voice actors. Just a real quick shout out to them. Wolf Williams is Galactus, and then Brent McKay is a Unicron. I believe Brent was our voice actor for Geese Howard. I don't remember.
Geese?
I think this is Wolf's first death battle with us. So, they killed it. Some very, very deep, powerful voices.
Yeah.
Get ready for a lot of that.
Wizards Warriors says Unicorn. Friendship is oblivion. Perfect.
All right. Well, let's get into the community death battle. All right, we got all the information, well, as much information as we can say in like 40 minutes about Tickaton and Poppy. So now it is time to get the votes going, and we are going to start with some answers that you guys left before the show on the community page. So let's go ahead and bring up the first answer.
And this one comes from... Oh, no. There we go. Excalibur Knight. There we go. Well, Poppy literally has 1,000 plus years of experience. We saw in the Ruination trailer that her ult is canon, so she's strong enough to hit the ground with enough force to knock the earth up and knock enemies miles away. So yeah, my money's on Poppy.
Okay.
Yeah, if she can hammer strike and it like, you know, has a delayed like humongous shockwave kind of thing, that's what happens. So
Leston Mountain's cool.
Yeah, right.
Well,
all right. Well, we got another answer, so let's go ahead and bring that one up.
This one's from X. It says, I don't know what Poppy can do, but take a good look at Tickaton's moveset and think about all that she has in her toolkit. Crowd control, status effects, debuff, self-heals, disarming, or item-stealing moves, priority attacks, AoE, ranged moves, stage hazards, self-buffing. It's a lot.
RPGs be damned.
I feel like I should just represent someone in the chat who I'm sure is gonna be like, but Pokemon can only have four of them, so you know, so that's in there.
I'm not gonna even bother with that.
I figured
it's a difficult thing when comparing Pokemon, because there are iterations that do stick to that four move rule set and others that don't. Anyway,
yeah, I mean, so up to your interpretation. Because like Poppy also has four moves in an alt, right? So like,
right.
Yeah, makes sense. All right. Well, poll is going up right now.
I was literally creating one. Got it. I will just stop.
And time for us to vote. So we will start with the community poll from before the show. That'll be our first vote. Let's go ahead and bring that up.
God damn.
Tinkaton. Pretty dominant. That's 80% of the vote.
That's a tinkaton of votes.
Hey.
Wow.
I tink.
Well, maybe it'll turn it around and be popping off. We'll see.
We'll see. I don't know. Judging by the fervent filth I saw when I Googled tinkaton. I feel like no argument.
I don't want to win now.
All right. No, well, I don't want to win on that out of here. And get to our votes.
Remember, for Tickaton is an admission of perversion. Vote Poppy. The real good hammer here.
Oh no.
That's how I vote.
That's the Remember.
Look at that. Just horrific perverted form flashing before our eyes.
This thing is chaotic incarnate.
Yeah, I don't
know. In multiple ways.
I don't know if the Pokemon company knew what they were doing, but it had an effect on what I've been led to believe is enough people to really...
They saw what they did with Gardevoir, so yeah, they knew what they were doing.
There. Like I said, I'm going to hammer this topic down and move on to the votes. Chad, who are you voting for?
Man, I am like, I'm not on the fence on this one. I fully believe with the like being comparable and like strength and speed and stuff, but then with all the stealing on top of that, and then the Pokemon card with the part in the clouds. Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm going with Tinkaton on this one. Sorry, Sam.
Did I persuade you with a quick image?
No.
What?
It's a little...
No, you go ahead.
I just put it in the chat. I'm just saying, like, right after Poppy destroyed a dragon the size of a mountain, it also does part the clouds. But I feel like that's because we all understand if you gave any fucking artist that assignment, they'd be like, let me part these clouds. Like, that's just a decision made on that level, I feel like. And, like, a Pokemon card art is a little silly to take as like literal canon.
Oh wow, okay.
It's the steely stuff for me. I think
Tinkaton on hammer gonna hit hard.
Yeah.
The stealing stuff is definitely pretty huge for me as well. The difference between the image that you're sharing, Sam, and the one from the card. Is that it does explicitly seem to link it to the hammer swing, whereas yours is like post fight, which could be just happens to be, you know, light coming through the clouds like that. So I don't know if it necessarily matches up.
Well, I think in this one, the panels before it kind of alludes to the upward slash kind of opens it and then throws debris into the sky as well.
Okay. I will say, I think kind of agree with Chad though, in that like, even if we kind of like even out the strength and speed in that regard, the stealing stuff is especially. I love the idea that like Tinkaton starts like stealing the hammer because the hammer is metal, right?
Yeah, I think. Oh wait, sorry.
Poppy's hammer.
It is partially like, I don't know where you define like mineral as in stone in metal, because it is. Well, part of it does appear to be, but the thing, it's like there's a big metal grasp on it that is holding the hammer, which is stone, or so it appears to be, right? I don't think they ever talk about what it's made of, but if I'm just looking at an image of it, I'm saying
it's metal to me. So
okay.
Well, there we go. I want Tinkaton to steal that hammer, put it on her own hammer, and then hit Poppy with a gigantic hammer, even more gigantic.
That's what I was thinking. It makes sense to me that she would try to steal the hammer, and she has the tools to do it. So I think I got to give it to Tinkaton, which does mean we are 3-1.
Also, it's definitely stone.
Google.
Like looking at some of the close-up arts, that shit's stone. It is held by metal, but it's stone.
Google
what's going on,
Poppy, just to see the hammer, and just Sam's all casting the shade about the perversion of the Pokemon fandom.
What did you look up?
Oh no, no, I see some adjacent.
What did you type in, Chad?
I just Poppy League of Legends, but you can see some stuff, but it could easily. I can see where that rabbit hole goes.
All right,
so
well,
I'm not
apparently
going
a vote
there.
For either one is a vote for.
No, it's not.
Okay, I guess I want to win now again.
Horrible perversion. So I will abstain my vote.
I just Googled Poppy League of Legends images. I would screen share this. I would not put what I saw when I did it to Tinkaton on YouTube.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
On YouTube. Oh, like screen sharing with the search?
Yeah, I would not screen share because we'd all of a sudden have a fucking... I don't know if you could call it a boob,
I just Googled Tinkaton Pokemon and it's fine.
Yeah, it's not that bad. There's one down there with some real thick thighs, but you know.
All right, let's go ahead and get to your votes as well. We're going to end the poll in 3, 2, 1. And... Sam, you did convince a few people to swing towards Poppy.
Yeah.
Compared to the poll from before the show. But Tinkaton gets 61% of the votes, which means Tinkaton sweeps.
Yeah.
All 4 votes go to Tinkaton. Go to the Pokemon Hammer Girl. That one.
There you go.
This depravity. This horrific perversion.
I love this art. People in the Pokemon community keep like memeing this art to so much. It's like, I'm gonna people just put text of it like, I'm gonna commit a war crime or something like that.
Yeah.
it's also like the only Canon PNG, which is like that, the proportions on that were worthless for making a thumbnail.
Yeah.
I just gotta say garbage. Like, I was so grumpy making this thumbnail. It took me like 30 minutes to find a good image of fucking Tinkaton.
So, okay. All right. Thanks everybody for joining us for
Tinka Sweep.
Tinka Sweep.
Yeah, for the Tinka Sweep and Sam complaining about making a thumbnail for her.
But Tinks a lot, everyone. Goes.
Yeah, okay. The new Liam.
All right. Again, Galactus Unicron airs this next Monday. We will have a live Q&A right after it. That is going to be at noon Central Time, the actual airing of the episode, and 1 Central Time, an hour after noon. That's how time works for the live Q&A. And we have a Fireside Chat coming up as well. And again, if you have not bought the Death Battle game before and are interested in buying it, it is up for pre-order at the Rishi store right now. And they go real fast. So if you haven't, if you've been interested in buying one but haven't been able to, or the last time we had them up, they sold out before you could get it, get on that shit right now, because they always go really fast whenever we're able to get them in stock. And it can get very hard to get them back in stock, because it's a lot to get these made. Thank you to everybody who's already pre-ordered one or bought one in the past. We made this game a few years back now, and it's still one of my favorite things we've ever done. So thank you very much for supporting that.
Yeah.
All right. And again, thanks so much for watching, and we will see you next week. Take care.
Oblivion.